are standing around in silence and sorrow in the rain. The strange thing is, you don't even notice it's raining. And if you do notice, you don't care.
I just can't believe it. I feel like someone in my own family is dead. I just can't believe it.
Matt.
What are bees? You don't know what's going on. Why? Why did it happen? Who would have run such a thing is the question.
In the first minutes and hours, chaos and confusion was radiating out from the scene itself. It was very promising.
It's a service agent. Caught the gunfire from an automatic weapon, fired possibly from a grassy knoll.
I saw some police run up this grassy circle. I thought they're chasing a gunman. I ran with them.
The report is that they...
Thank you. said, a charge that, quote, Lee Harvey Oswald did voluntarily and with malice aforethought kill John F. Kennedy by shooting him with a gun, end quote. Following the reading of the complaint, Oswald said, that's ridiculous.
Within hours of the assassination, it was very obvious to virtually everyone in Dallas law enforcement that Oswald had killed Kennedy.
Chief, can you tell us in summary what directly links Oswald to the killing of the president?
Well, the fact that he was on the floor when shots were fired from immediately before the shots were fired, the fact that he was seen carrying a package to the building, the fact that...
When were you carrying that package? Was in there?
Yesterday morning.
After the shooting in Dealey Plaza, Oswald was the only employee at the book depository that fled the building. 45 minutes later, he shoots and kills Officer J.D. Tippit. Half hour later, at the Texas Theater, he resisted arrest by pulling his gun on the arresting officer. During 12 hours of interrogation by the Dallas Police Department over the weekend, he told one provable lie after another.
Did you buy that rifle?
That's the special you people have been given that I emphatically deny these drugs.
Within a day or so thereafter, when they discovered what a complete nut this guy was, they were satisfied beyond all reasonable doubt that Oswald had acted alone.
There's only one thing that I can tell you, without going into the evidence, that this case is sink. But this man killed the president. And there's no question in my mind about it.
We plan to transfer this man, not tonight. The new man will be here by no later than 10 o'clock in the morning. Why, that will be early enough.
Do you have any concern for the safety of your prisoner in view of the high feeling among the people of Dallas over the assassination of the president?
No, but the caution will be taken, of course, but I'm not. I don't think that the people will.
Jack Rubinstein, I believe. He goes by the name of Jack Ruby.
And here is Associated Press still picture of the moment, the split second, as the shot was fired. This is the man Dallas police have identified as Jack Rubinstein, and this, of course, is Lee Harvey Oswald. You see the gun in the hand of Ruby, and just about to be fired.
I know my own feelings were, and I think they were widely shared by many, if not most, Americans. This can't be coincidental. The assassin is assassinated in the police station. What in the hell is going on?
Just learned from City Hall from a very authoritative source that police are working on the assumption that there indeed is a connection between Jack Ruby and Lee Oswald, and that in some manner of speaking, Oswald's murder was to shut him up. Captain Wilfritz just told me that Ruby has said that he did it, that it was his gun, and that he had built up a tremendous grievance over the death of the president.
In Jack Ruby's small mind, he thought he was going to become a big, big hero. I mean, he killed a guy who killed the president.
Commend what he did. I think he ought to bring the Congressional Medal of Honor for it. And a lot of other good American citizens think he did exactly the right thing in shooting down this communist.
Word also in just now from Dallas that homicide chief, Captain Will Fritz, has now said that the case of President Kennedy's assassination is now closed with the death of Oswald. It may not, however, be the opinion of the U.S. Secret Service or the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Secretary and her aides have removed every scrap, every vestige of the signs of the personal touches of President Kennedy.
We know from history that one test of societies is how do they handle the transfer of power at the top. Lyndon Johnson, whatever you thought of him, and a lot of people disliked him greatly, some even hated him, would be the President of the United States. I think it shouted about the strength of the country, and that we swear by the rule of law.